for choosing customer support. My name is Quintika. How can I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Brittany from Citibank Security Operations, and I'm calling Monster Recorded. I'm calling because I have a charge here from your merchant. My customer is saying that the transaction did not come from them. I was seeing if you was able to assist with verifying any account information.
Okay, can I have the zip code?
Let me see if I have that available. 27609.
First and last name?
Jomelli Johnson.
Okay. And what do you need me to verify? I have an email. I have a phone number. I have their address on file.
Okay. Can you provide that information, all the information?
Okay, so for one, it looks like they entered in a contest with us to win it says an iPhone 13. That was the prize they chose to win. However, the email address is johnsonjomelli10@gmail.com. Telephone number is 510-861-4815. Mailing address is 6416 The Lakes Drive, Apartment D, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609.
What was that phone number again?
510-861-4815.
And that address you said was?
6416 The Lakes Drive, Apartment D, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609.
Okay. And the customer name on there is Jamelle Johnson, what you have?
Mm-hmm.
And that email address was, you said, Jamelle
Johnson. No, it was JohnsonJomelli10@gmail.com.
Oh, JohnsonJomelli10@gmail.com. Okay. And so give me one moment here. Now, they're saying that these charges are fraud.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we can't enter the information. They enter the information for it to win the iPhone 13, but it's like a switch and bait. It's going to enroll them into the meal planning app, giving them a chance to win the iPhone 13.
And what site was this on?
Looks like it's going to be the Bites Hub. And it was a service. Bites Hub, B-I-T-E. Bites Hub. B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Oh, Bites. Okay, give me one second here. What was your first name again?
My first was Quintika.
Thank you. All right. Did it claim the thanks for your patience. One second, I'm trying to pull up something else here. So, this was And is there a reason why there's a recurring charge every month?
It's a monthly subscription.
Oh, so the subscription they're supposed to just be entered every month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have to see. And that's B Lakes is the BELAKES Drive is the house number. I mean the address.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
It's BELAKES Drive.
It's the Lakes. THE the Lakes Drive. LAKES.
Oh, okay. All right. So that is all the information I'm needing at this time. Thank you so much for your help. And that's all I believe I'm needing. Thank you so much. Oh, is there like an email that was sent out to the customer anytime?
They do send out an email saying thank you for enrolling in your subscription. That's why we ask for an email.
Okay. And was there any type of try? Did she ever try to delete or cancel?
She had to call us to do it.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I do want to thank you so much for your help with all media at this time. You enjoyed the rest of your day.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for choosing customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.